Alaska Department of Natural Resources postponed Chilkoot Lake road improvements, and water from the Lily Lake Reservoir is flowing into Haines again. This is your KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strempel. Those stories are up next. The Alaska Department of Natural Resources postponed road improvements on the Chilkoot Lake corridor for 1 year. DNR secured over $1 million in funding for the project through a federal grant last year. The money will help pay for improvements like resurfacing of the road, parking, improved drainage, walkways, and bear viewing platforms. The improvements aim to limit disturbance of wildlife and safety risks caused by tourists visiting the Chilkoot River to view bears. DNR put out a call for bids from contractors at the end of the summer. The construction was anticipated to begin this fall, but project manager Danielle Ryder says they're waiting for federal funding partners to review a cultural resource survey of the area before beginning construction. Ryder says the review has taken longer than expected due to staff turnover. DNR expects to put the project out for bid again next spring, with construction beginning in fall of 2020. The agency anticipates the project will be completed by May 31, 2021. Congestion along the Chilkoot Corridor has been an increasing concern for the Haines Borough. Last year, the Assembly voted to prohibit any new tours at Chilkoot Lake until improvements to area management are made. Salty water woes are over in Haines now that water is flowing through the pipes at the Lily Lake Reservoir again, but the municipality is considering a more resilient primary water source. Low water levels at Lily Lake revealed a problem with the pipe that sends water to Haines. The pipe was originally installed over rocks that created a high spot in the water line. When Lily Lake dropped below that level this summer, water ceased to flow. The borough undertook the project to reset the pipe in August.
Just now, we're really getting up to full capacity.
Public Facilities Director Ed Coughlin says that the pipe is more functional now than ever.
I think we're getting more water than we ever had before, so I think the system will probably last a number of years.
The project came in significantly under budget. The borough anticipated they may have to drill and blast through bedrock to install the pipe correctly. But Coughlin says the work went more easily than they imagined.
We found that we were able to excavate almost all of it, probably 99% of it, with just a regular backhoe. And then we brought a rock chipper in and broke out the last little bit, and we didn't even have to cut the pipe.
Coughlin says the original cost estimate was about $140,000. But the final bill was well under $40,000. Cathedral Wells supplied Haines with water during construction. The water is potable, but not palatable. Its saline taste made it unpopular, especially at the local brewery and distillery. Coughlin says the Lily Lake Reservoir should be viable for years to come, but he and water treatment staff are looking at options to make the Haines water supply more resilient.
If Lily Lake drops more, significantly in the future, we'll have the same problem, but it won't be because the pipeline wasn't installed properly. It'll just because there's a lot less water in the lake. And that's why right now we're looking to try to develop some alternative sources that might potentially replace Lily Lake as the primary water source.
They will work to increase the water flow at Piedad Springs, but Cathedral Well is the bigger water source. Coughlin says a treatment system to improve that water quality would set Haines up with more water than it could use. The ferry Malaspina is being pulled out of service in December, and it's not clear when it will return. The 56-year-old Alaska Marine Highway System vessel will be stored in Ketchikan this January, according to the Department of Transportation. Meadow Bailey, a DOT spokesperson, emailed on Thursday saying that an inspection of the ferry showed it needs about $16 million worth of repairs. Bailey says there isn't enough money in the ferry system's budget to cover those costs. She says there won't be any impact to the current sailing schedule, and AMHS hasn't made any long-term decisions about the future of the vessel. Alaska's unemployment rate has dipped slightly. But as Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports, Southeast Alaska had an increase in joblessness as the state workforce continues to shrink.
Good day, Alaska. Just a short announcement on the economy.
Governor Mike Dunleavy took to social media Monday, sharing the news that the state's unemployment rate dropped by 0.6%.
Things are looking really great for our economy here in Alaska, and we'll continue to give you some good news as it unfolds. But things are looking really well for the state of Alaska.
But the state's Department of Labor noted that Alaska lost 400 state jobs in the past year. About a quarter of those were in Southeast.
It was obviously hit harder than the state as a whole, just given the concentration of state government jobs that we have in this area, particularly in Juneau.
Karina Wiebold is the state's economist based in Juneau. While most parts of the state saw an uptick in jobs, the panhandle shed 300 of them. That's in contrast with Anchorage and Mat-Su regions, which added the most jobs. The fastest growth was in construction and oil and gas. But it's not all doom and gloom for Southeast. The visitor industry continues to drive jobs in the private sector. More than 1 million cruise ship passengers called in Southeast ports this year. That number is expected to climb in 2020.
Tourism, particularly cruise tourism, has a pretty strong effect in our summer employment. In the last 2 years have been particularly strong with the cruise ship traffic, so that's a little bit of a bright spot for us.
Overall, Southeast Alaska's unemployment rate stands at 4.8%. That's still the lowest jobless rate in Alaska. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.
Tonight's newscast comes to you with help from Jacob Resnick, Rasha McChesney, and Henry Leisha. I'm Claire Strempel. This is your KHNS local news. Thanks for joining us.